What we tried to preach on last week, I know probably wasn't the most popular thing there is. Now, I hope to go a little further in the next couple of weeks with that. But our flesh, I want to say this, following the Lord's not hard. Our flesh is the problem. It don't always agree with what the Lord would have us to do. And I take this very serious. This, what, when you get hear my title, you might, I'm not trying to be funny. So I just want to make sure that's understood. I've fallen and I can't get up. And that's our thought. And as we go along this way, we're going to need help. And that, there was a commercial, I guess, it was around 89 or 90, somewhere around there, it come out, and they got these little buttons of elderly people wearing. I'm not very far from that, I don't guess. But showed a little woman, she'd fell, and she mashed her button, and she talked into that and said, "I've fallen, and I can't get up." And as we go along this journey, as we begin to try to follow after the Lord, we need each other. As individuals, we need each other. As churches, we need each other. The Bible says, if a man think he stand, he be careful because he'll fall. And I want you to realize today, any of us can fall. And there's times when we're going to need our brothers to come when we get in there and help us. And there's going to be times that when we just need somebody to encourage us along. You may not need me, or you may not think you need me, but I tell you this, I need you. Mark chapter 6, the Lord, we talked about last week how he called Peter and different ones. He called them to come and follow him and told him they'd make fishermen to men of them. And in chapter 6 here, in the 7th verse, we find where he sends them out. Two by two, and I believe there was a reason for that. He said, and he called unto him the 12, and he began to send them out forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits, and he commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse, but be shod with sandals, and not put on two coats. He said unto them, and in what place soever you enter into a house, there abide till you depart from that place. And whosoever shall not receive you or nor hear you when you depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet, and for a testimony against them, verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And when the mistakes we made, well, we'll read the 12th verse, and they went out and preached that men should repent. And that's reading down to from the 7th to the 12th, and our vault is coming out of that first verse. And the reading there, he sent them out two by two. And I thought about that. Why did the Lord send them out two by two? And he knew they was going to need each other. I believe the Bible says, I believe it's over in Amos and 3:3. It says, how could two walk together except they be agreed? And I believe as he chose men out here and put them together that They knew that they'd be able to walk together. I believe it's good for me and Corey to walk together, me and Dusty or me and Rundle, but God knows who we need to be working with. He knows who we need to be partnered with, and He knows how we need to walk. And I believe He chose them out, and He sent them two at a time, and He chose the one that they needed to be with. I believe the main reason for where they could be agreed. I believe that. I believe when one of them would have preached, the other would say amen. I find over there, I've preached on it for running along where the messengers come to David after his son had been killed, and they come to tell him, and David said if he runs along, he's got a message. And I don't believe God's never intended for man to be alone. Adam, when he was alone, he wanted him to have a helpmate, somebody to be with him, to help him along the way, to encourage him, to be there with him, to serve God together. So I believe we need that. It's very important. I'm thankful for my wife that we walk along this journey together. God sent her to me. I believe that. But I also believe He sent different ones along the way. To walk with me. There's been so many times that I was just ready to quit, and God sent somebody along to walk with me a little while and give me a little nudge and encourage me to get up when I'm falling and I can't get up. You get in a shape that you just can't think you can make it, and you mash your little button and you say, God, I'm falling, I can't get up. And He just sends somebody along your way to come along and lift you up and help you. My daddy fell one time. He fell, I think, about 11 o'clock at night. Got up to went in there to get him something out of the kitchen. And he fell. My mama couldn't get up out of the bed to help him. And daddy, full of pride, just way us being our, wouldn't have her to call me. I think he lay there till 4 o'clock in the morning. When he finally surrendered, mama to call me to come and help him. And I get up there, and he's about tore the kitchen apart where he'd rolled around trying to his best to get up. He spilt his water everywhere, his medicine everywhere. And daddy, what did you call? And he said, son, I thought I could do it on my own. You cannot do this on your own. There's going to be times. Listen, we think we can just, I don't need nobody. I don't need nobody. I can do it so long. You can't do it. You need somebody from time to time to come along, give you a hug, and tell you how to hang in there, to go a little further. You can make it, to just get you up. You may think you don't need it, but honey, the day's coming that you're going to need it. I thought about what he told me. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I shall be in the midst of them. Honey, he didn't send them out by themselves. He sent them out by twos where they could worship him and serve him, and he'll be in the midst of them right there with him. It's no doubt there was time when they come to these cities. Listen, we get discouraged as preachers today when we preach and we don't think nobody hears us, or and they just don't care and don't mean nothing to them. When you pour your heart out, you just bawl and squall, give all you got to the lost, telling them they're going to die and go to hell. You're warning them the best you can, and they don't hear you. They'd go to whole cities was like that. They'd stand up there and just pour their heart out. And I believe their brother would sit over there with them and say, amen, amen, amen. That's right, amen. You tell them. And honey, when they get through preaching and nobody heard, you know what he told them to do? He said, just get up,
Shake the dust off your feet and go to the next city. And I believe his brother was behind him the whole time saying, you done what God told you to do. You preached to them Jesus Christ. You done the best you could. And they wouldn't listen. I'm just so discouraged. I've seen different ones, preachers leave here, be so discouraged that I've left myself that way. And then the next morning, somebody like Brother Laird called me up and say, preacher, you done a good job yesterday. I enjoyed your message. Pick me up just a little bit. Help me out along the way. We need that. You can say, I get my pay from God. Yes, I do. I sure do. But it don't hurt for your brother to encourage you every now and then. Here's where my thought comes from. A lot of you may not know. Use them in weddings all the time. Two is better than one. But those, they have a good reward for their labor. Honey, I want to tell you something. It says because they have a good reward for the labor. When Brother Barry is working in a meeting together, and honey, you, me and Brother Randall's working in a meeting together, me and Brother Dusty, Brother Mark, whoever you're working in a meeting together, honey, there's a reward. And when you labor together and you work together, God's in the middle of it. Honey, you can rejoice together. You can labor together. Honey, you can have a good time together. Here's where the thought comes from. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe unto him that is alone. When he falleth, he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together and they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? If one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. Listen to me. I said a while ago, where two or three are gathered in his name, he said he'd be the best of them. He is the third part of that cord. When he sent them two out together, he knew he was the word. He knew what they was going to need. He knew he was going to have to be in the middle of it, in the center of everything they done. He knew Elijah was going to need Elisha. He knew that Moses was going to need Aaron. When Moses said, I'm not eloquent speaking, he gave him a spokesman, which was his brother. Aaron wanted he could walk and be agreement with it. Someone he could love. Someone that loved him. I preached the revival one time. Preacher got up and he said, well, he's not very eloquent. Y'all heard me say that before. I left, was going home. I asked Sheila, said, what's eloquent mean? And she told me, and I agreed with him. I didn't know whether to be offended or not at first because I didn't know what it meant. But Moses wasn't very eloquent. But God knew he had somebody he could send along with him that could do the speaking. He would talk to Moses. Moses would talk to Aaron, and Aaron would tell the people. See, you may think you can do this by yourself, but you can't. You need help. Our churches out here, I hear them say, oh, if we just sit here by ourselves alone until we die, then that's what it's going to be. Let me tell you something, you will. You will sit there by yourself, and you will dry up and die. God never meant for man to be alone. I ain't saying it's like your wife, but honey, you need a friend to walk with you. I've had friends that stick close as brothers to me, not like the Lord. I want to tell you, everybody coming in, that Johnny won't stand with me, but notwithstanding, the Lord will stand with you when nobody else will. But honey, it's good to have a friend that you can call on. It's good. When Elisha said, I ain't going to leave you. I ain't going to leave you. I'm going to be by your side. Brother, you told us about that today and last week, I believe it was. Honey, it's good when you know there's somebody that's going to be there with you. I need that. I need that. I want to tell you, in my journey as I go down this road, I need to know that somebody, I need to know that God has somebody for me to go along with me and help me along the way. I need to know there's a solace out there, just like it was with Paul. When they was in jail, they could rejoice and say glory to God. Even locked up in a jail, because he had one there with him, encouraging him along the way. God was right there in the midst of them. But Paul and Silas, they had each other. I talked to you about Peter last week. How he had John with him. You'll find when they went up to the temple to pray in the third chapter of Acts, him and John went up there, the two of them. You'll find when they told them, you quit preaching in Jesus Christ's name. It was him and John together. They was walking on the journey. You'll find when Philip went and preached to Samaria and all of them got saved, who did they send from Jerusalem? They sent Peter and John. You know why they sent? They was the two that the Lord chose to walk together. Paul and Silas, they chose them to walk together. If two ain't, John, Mark, and Paul, how they loved each other, but they didn't see eye to eye, they couldn't walk together. I'm thankful for the times. And honey, I have failed. I failed one time. I preached a place and it wasn't no man there stood with me. I'm telling you, not one. I preached on something real hard and it made everybody about half mad. I won't say where it was, but just about everybody was half mad. And I was scared to death. I fell down over an amen corner and just cried and begged God to help me. There was a little girl got up. A young lady, and stood up and said, where's the love and all this at? She stood up and stood with me. When I was dying down to the floor, she reached down and said, it's okay. God, give her a few words. Let me tell you something. There's going to be times that you're going to be wrong. And I was probably about half wrong in some of it. But listen to me, even when you're in error, somebody needs to help you. Come along and correct you in love and try to pick you up, not kick you to the side and say, you ain't no good no more. If you love somebody and you don't agree with them, you go to them and try to help them. Don't tear them down. We need help. I've had to have correction along the way. And if you ain't, then bless your heart. If you ain't never had no chastisement, then there's something bad wrong if you're claiming to be a child of God. And I want to tell you something else. Every now and then, it don't hurt for a brother and sister to go to one another in the Spirit of God and consider themselves and help you. That's the love, man. That's part of picking you up when you're down. I think about what it says over there about David and Jonathan, how their souls was knitted together. There's people trying to use that for nastiness, and they ain't got nothing to do with nastiness. It's got to do with two brothers that loved each other, that loved God, and they loved each other, and they was going to stand with each other. And you'll find where David stood with him, and Jonathan stood with David. Because there was a love they walked together. They shared a bond there together. God in the middle of it. He's give us the work to do. Don't think you can't fall, because you can. You never know when it'll be you next. Saying I'm falling and I can't get up. Boy, won't it be good to have somebody come along? and just come down and pick you up, take you in her arms and tell you it's going to be all right. See, that's why he sent him out 2 by 2. He knew there was going to be times that they're just going to get discouraged and they're just going to want to quit. They're going to leave that city. They shake their dust off, but they're going to start walking in their sandals and honey, nothing to eat. And they're going to walk that walk. And they're going to need their brother to say, I love you. You preach the truth. You done good. You followed God. They was behind them. They amened the word of God. All the people stood up. They read the word of God. They read the word. He got up on the pulpit. He read the word of God. You know what it says? I wonder if we shouldn't do it. When they read the word of God, everybody stood up. And when they got through reading the word of God, it said, they said, amen and amen. They were in agreement with what God had to say. And that's why it shouldn't be no different today. Will you be? I've told this man this time, different times, and I know he don't want to hear this, but he's my Paul, and I'm his Timothy. He's been a father to me. Will you be my Silas, brother? If we was in prison, would you sing songs with me and us pray and give honor and glory to God? Would you encourage me when they locked me up and beat me? When they locked me, put the shots on their feet. When they beat us and honey, come a day it can happen. And it ain't too far down the road. Be there. 4 o'clock in the morning, and I call and I say, I've fallen and I can't get up. I just can't go no further. I just don't believe I do it any longer. I told some this week, I had to have a vacation. I do. I gotta have one. I'm tired. I need a little vacation. I need a little cut my cell phone off and Nate, I don't love you. I do, but I need a day or two of rest. We bear each other's burdens. When you go through things, I go through things. They go to bed with me. That's part of my job. I'm trying to help you up. Burdens of Christ. Bear each other's burdens, so far keep the law of Christ. 2. Gather together in his name. So what's going to happen to that fellow when he falls and there ain't nobody there to help him up? It don't happen as much as it used to because they got those little buttons. We got nursing homes for people that don't have anybody to take care of them. But still, time from time, we'll hear some elderly person falling. They're going to get a stick of wood out in the backyard. They don't make it back in. They fall. And that's where they lay. There's so many times our brothers and sisters, they go out to get a stick of wood. And they fall spiritually. And there ain't nobody there to help them. And there they lay. We lose another, and then everybody says, what happened to so-and-so? You know, boy, he used to be a real good preacher. I love to hear him preach. When's the last time you said, I ain't seen him in years. Have you ever, when's the last time you called and checked? Well, I don't even think I got his number no more. Somebody said he might live down so-and-so. That's how we lose them. There ain't nobody there to help them along their way. In this journey that we're on, we need God and we need each other. I need you. Let's help each other along the way. When I fall, please help me up. And when you fall, I pray I'll help you. Let's be there for one another. That's what he meant for it to be. He didn't want you to be alone. He wanted you to have somebody with you. That's my message. I pray it helps somebody. I'm going to try to get done with this next week. There's some rewards if you'll keep going. There's some rewards if you'll not quit. You just don't fall, just lay there. Get up and keep going. Keep going. Have a song.